to Postville, Iowa now, and another meatpacking plant, Agra Processors. It's the nation's largest kosher meat processor. The plant lost half its workforce in an immigration raid in May. Managers have also been charged with labor and safety violations. Now, dozens of people from the Pacific Island nation of Palau have come to Postville to work in the plant, and that has prompted concerns from Palau's government, as NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Never heard of Palau? Maybe you missed this recent episode of Survivor. A motorboat weaves through a maze of tree-covered islands as the host touts Palau's sea life sanctuary and coral reefs.
Crystal clear water that is home to one of the most spectacular natural wonders of the world.
Not exactly the kind of place one might be desperate to leave, but it's the area's history which explains why residents can come to the U.S.
These waters were home to some of the most fierce battles of World War II, and the remnants of war haunt these jungles and litter the ocean floor in a watery grave.
After World War II, Palau, along with Micronesia and the Marshall Islands, became a United Nations trusteeship administered by the U.S. David Gutnick of the Government Accountability Office says this has led to a special compact.
Palauans have the opportunity and the right to enter the U.S., to live, to work, to receive an education. They come on a non-immigrant visa, but they may stay here indefinitely.
Gutnick says some Palauan villages still have a subsistence economy based largely on fishing, so even low-wage American jobs could certainly be attractive. Palau's ambassador to the U.S. says his countrymen are routinely recruited to serve in the U.S. military. But Hersey Kyoto was nervous when Agra Processors in Iowa first reached out. He'd heard about the charges of labor violations against the company.
The government of Palau was concerned, and we took significant steps to make sure that interested citizens were aware of allegations the mistreatment of employees.
Palau's president held a news conference to warn people, but Kyoto says the government can't prevent anyone from coming. The Palauans began arriving in Postville in mid-September. They've declined to be interviewed. Menachem Lubinsky is a spokesman for Agra Processors. He says apart from the Palauans' legal status, their main attraction was their willingness to relocate.
Some of them on the island have worked in plants, in meat plants, have worked with knives. Some of them have low-level skills. Some of them are up for training. Each one is at a different level.
Lubinsky says Agra Processors advanced plane fare to some of the more skilled workers. David Gutnick at the GAO says in the past there have been problems for some Micronesians and Marshall Islanders recruited to the U.S.
Issues with buying one-way tickets and suggesting or promising a return ticket, but it doesn't come to pass, of suggestions about the type of housing and compensation that's going to be offered that don't come to pass and the like.
In fact, some Americans recruited to Agra Processors this summer had similar complaints. Ambassador Kyoto recently traveled to Iowa with Palau's vice president to assess workers' conditions firsthand and meet with Agra Processors' managers. They came away thanking the company for its job opportunities.
The company is really under microscope, so to speak, so hopefully, therefore, our citizens will be treated fairly.
That could mean more Palauans will decide it's worth the very long trip to work at an Iowa meatpacking plant. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.